Hey guys, it's Kelly, and I have a lovely author to speak with today. I have Mitzi Sereto to tell us about her new book and her other books. How are you doing today, Mitzi?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for being on our show today.
I appreciate you having me.
So let's start with the newest book, Florida Gothic. Can you tell our listeners about that?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell our listeners about your new book, Florida Gothic?
Oh, yes. Well, people think it's a bit of a departure for me being in horror, but I've dipped in and out of horror over the years. It's actually a new series of novels. Each one will be set in a different state. So I don't know if I'll do 50, but I'll do my best. this one has to do with a gentleman who is walking home from his local watering hole. And he's had a bit too many, and he gets hit by a car or an SUV that takes off, and then an alligator finishes him off. But he doesn't quite die. He has a lot of things in life that he feels have been unjust, and he decides to right some wrongs. And it kind of chronicles some of these wrongs that he decides to right and some of the other characters, and we get an idea of who they are and what they've done and do they deserve their retribution?
Now, that's very cool. I'm a big horror fan myself, so that kind of storyline grabs me right away.
Well, it's very Florida. I mean, it's replete with lots of bugs and cucarachas and all of that, and Cuban food, and it's all there.
That's great. I was a big fan of that show Dexter, which has that real big Florida theme to it, too, so I kind of enjoy that. I think it makes for a great setting.
Oh, I agree. I actually, I think I got the idea to do the book in Florida from watching Dexter. I was initially going to do my New Mexico book first, and then I just kept, the Florida one was insisting on being written, and I finally decided, well, it's telling me it wants to be written, and I better get to do it.
So now, if you taking on all 50 states, that would be a very big project. Now, is that something you are definitely thinking about doing, or do you have a couple states in mind that you want to do next?
Well, I probably won't do 50 states. I think I'd need another 50 years to live to do that. I don't churn out books like in a month. And, I do deliberate over my writing. So, you can't create art that quickly. But I do have New Mexico Gothic currently cooking. And there will be a Texas Gothic. And that's as far as I've thought right now.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to check out Florida Gothic. It sounds like it's going to be so great.
Well, I've enjoyed writing it, and I've been very happy with the feedback that I've been getting from readers and from also, peers, people who are, very big names in the horror business, like Peter Straub. He wrote me a wonderful endorsement for the book, and, that was quite a feather in my cap.
Yeah, that's great.
Having him say something good about it,
Yeah, no, that's a big deal. I agree. So, now, can you tell us a little bit about your writing career prior to Florida Gothic? How did you get started?
I've been writing since, let's say, about the past 20 years. I actually started out writing erotic novels, and then that kind of segued. Well, I should say before that, I did write a lot of other things, but the erotic novels got published first, so that kind of directed me a bit. And that segued into some different kinds of projects. A lot of things that I like to blend genres in. I edited quite a few anthologies and mixed and matched, put a lot of genres in, not just one specific thing. I'd say in more recent years, I'm branching out into other things. I have a cozy mystery series, Thessalonius T. Bear Chronicles, which I've written with my famous little bear. If anybody knows who I am, they'll know I have a bear who's always with me, Teddy. Teddy Tetaloo. And so those are our books that we've written together, and they actually feature a protagonist who happens to be a bear. He's a photojournalist from England, and he goes on assignment, and a lot of things happen. He finds himself in a spot of bother everywhere he goes, so it's a cozy and it's a satire.
Yeah, that sounds fun, though. Those are such fun books to read. It's the ones you can't put down and you're laughing all the time.
Exactly. And that we actually have a third one in the works, and I've had to shelve it a few times because I started this horror series. So that's yet another project that I need to get through. I just need more, you know, we all need more time in the day to get everything done.
Oh, of course, there's not enough time in the day. But I think it's so interesting how your genres are so spread. I mean, from erotic novels to, you know, satires with bears and horror. It's very cool that you can, you know, do so many different things.
Well, it's something that I, you know, I don't like being pigeonholed. You know, that's one thing about the industry that bugs me, really, really bugs me, is how they try to pigeonhole you. Same thing if you're an actor and they pigeonhole you. And I insist, you know, I've never been put in a box, and I don't think you, no matter anyone who's ever known me, knows that you can't put me in a box, whether it's me personally or me professionally. And I just want to write what I want to write, and I'm not going to keep doing the same thing again and again. I just think that would be boring.
No, it's true. You know, and especially, you know, to be a writer and to be so accomplished like you are and to do so many things, you have to write about what you like. Because just to do the same thing over and over again, it seems like it would be tough to keep that creativity going.
Yeah, exactly. Then it becomes like, you know, like you're working in a factory assembly line, you know, which is all well and good. But if you're trying to be creative, that isn't all well and good.
No, that's very true.
You have someone like Stephen King, who's a horror novelist, but, you know, he doesn't do the same kind of horror novels each time. I mean, he has a wide repertoire within that specific genre. And, you know, that's the whole thing about being a writer. If you're an artist and you want to create something, you know, be true to what you want to do. Don't just, you know, or else do something else, you know.
Yeah, and it's so interesting that you brought up Stephen King, because I was literally just looking over a lot of his works today. And it's true, even though they're all, you know, categorized under genre, they're all so different from one another.
Exactly, exactly. And that's something that one thing, whether you perhaps like my work or maybe don't like my work, the one thing people can still say about me is that I always have a surprise up my sleeve, and I don't keep repeating the same thing. At least you can say that good thing about me.
So I don't know if you are able to do so, but do you want to give our listeners a little bit about what's going on in New Mexico so far, just so they can get excited?
The New Mexico Gothic?
Yep.
Gosh, I don't want to give too much away. I think I've only got I don't know. I don't even know if I put the 10,000 word mark on that. I had to set it aside for something. Well, it's going to be. It's set in a small town that is. It's a little bit like Santa Fe, but it's less. It's more off the beaten track. It's a bit more isolated, but it's got this artsy reputation, and people go there because, well, it's for one thing, it's less touristy and it's cheaper than Santa Fe, so they go there to check it out, and well. Some of these people who go there never seem to leave.
Ah, okay. I like it already.
I'll leave that with an ellipses at the end.
That's great. Okay. Well, we'll all be looking for it for sure. Now, our listeners, where can they find your books? I want to give them your website. It's mitzisereto.com, and that's MitzisZereto.com.
Yes.
And where else can we find your books?
Well, of course, I'm on Twitter, at Mitzi Sereto. I have a Facebook page, well, Mitzi Sereto, obviously. I'm on Goodreads. I have my Amazon page. I'm even on LinkedIn. I'm pretty much everywhere. The only thing I'm no longer on is MySpace. I got rid of that a long time ago.
Yeah, you know, you haven't seen too many MySpaces around, so I think it's good, safe to say we can all abandon that one.
Yeah, yeah. It became to the point where you couldn't find anything on it, and I thought, well, why should I even keep this account?
Yeah, the only thing that I have to say I did like is that you could kind of change your page a little bit. Facebook, you can't. There's no real originality in your page. But who knows? Maybe that'll change in the future.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on our show today, and I know I'm so looking forward to checking out your books, and I know our listeners are too. Now, did you want to leave them with anything? Do you have anything coming up, anything else that you're doing?
Well, I'm not sure if anybody's in the Pacific Northwest, but on the 11th of November, which happens to be, is that Veterans Day? I'm going to be conducting a writing workshop as part of a weekend retreat on Lummi Island, which is in Washington State, up in North Puget Sound. So it's if anybody is interested in that, it's called Relax, Write, and Reignite.
Very cool. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and other than that, I'm just plugging away on my books, and I'll have something out again soon after the new year, I'm sure.
Great.
And yeah, so that's about it, really.
Well, then I hope we get to talk again soon and we get to hear everything else you're doing. And, you know, we'll keep a lookout for you. Thanks again for being on the show today.
Thanks so much.
Okay, take care.